American troops had finally made it to Manila and were attempting to free POWs like Tom Crosby. Just when things seemed hopeful, the tables turned and this young boy found himself in the middle of a hostage negotiation. His story is today's edition of The American Countryside. 2012 was a tough crop year on our farm, but AgriGold was at the top of the class. Now, AgriGold introduces the Hybrid Series, the next evolution of hybrid seed corn. The giant, regional, and limited series represent AgriGold's unique and diverse lineup featuring their high-yielding giants. AgriGold's global genetic breeding program and knowledgeable agronomists help you grow more corn on every acre. I know because I grow them and see the giant results. For more information, contact your local corn specialist at 800-262-7333 or visit AgriGold.com.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. And at the end of the day, the difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. So United Way is asking you to make a pledge. Tutor a child who needs help. Mentor a kid who needs someone on their side. Volunteer to read to children. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Be a reader, tutor, or mentor. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge now at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Tom Crosby was an 11-year-old American boy whose family, living in the Philippines, had been taken by the Japanese to the campus of Santo Tomas University as a prisoner of war. Now, on February 3, 1945, American forces were moving toward the education building where he was being held.
On the first floor were the Japanese. The commandant, that's where his quarters were, and all the sentries. So when February 3rd came along and the tanks broke down the front gate, they moved everybody up to the third floor.
Tom and over 200 other boys had been held on the third floor for over 3 years. Everyone else in camp, including Tom's mother and grandmother, held in other buildings, had been freed.
When the firefight started, where the Japanese were shooting at the first cav from our rooms, we were behind them while they were shooting back and forth, and I still remember the tracers coming up through the windows.
Someone yelled out to the Americans that the boys were still inside.
Somebody on the bullhorn from the tank below told us to get as far away from the windows as it lay down flat, and a few minutes later, all hell broke loose again.
The gunfire eventually stopped, and both sides began a 36-hour negotiation.
They knew they were surrounded. He wanted to trade 220 of us for his freedom, he and his men, to walk out of there and go back to their front lines.
The Americans agreed to let the Japanese leave the compound, escorting them a few blocks from the site. No one knows if they did, in fact, make it back to their lines. Over 65 years later, Tom continues to share his story so others will not forget the struggle for freedom during those war years. Traveling the countryside in San Diego, California, I'm Andrew McCrae.